This is Original Sports Perspective from our couch to yours. Welcome to the Couch Rider Report podcast. I am your host, Jermaine Locken, and today we are talking about the NFC Championship with the Carolina Panthers against those Arizona Cardinals. This is going to be a defensive battle, one in the trenches, on the ground. And I say that because Carolina's secondary is amazing. With Kurt Coleman back there, with that bad man, the Joker, Josh Norman back there, I can see Floyd and Fitzgerald having a long day. John Brown might be able to get some short stuff off, which could work them downfield, and they might get field goals. But I think the team that wins the ground game to set up the play action pass is going to win this game. I think on the other side of the ball, you know, with Arizona, I mean, you got Patrick Peterson back there, and I already put an article about there's a bad man back there named Deion Buchanan. He's hungry. He's so hungry, they put him in a linebacking corps, but he can easily make that move back to safety if they decided to put it into the game plan. He makes tackles. He's got great vision, and he could give Cam Newton a long day. If he has a position switch or if the package calls for it. So y'all probably wondering who I have as the winner of this game. Well, I'll tell you right now, I like to dab on them all day. I'm going to be rooting for the Carolina Panthers. Don't get me wrong, I'm a fan of Arizona as well. You know, of course, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan, but I don't have a dog in this fight. So with that said, I honestly think, while I'm rooting for Carolina, I think Arizona's going to win it because they are the more complete team. When you look at Ted Ginn and his drops, I think he's like third in the league in drop passes. And I've seen, you know, about 11 of them on the season. And they were big drops. They were drops when the game was close. Or they were huge drops when he had a home run, easy catch to make. And I think that's going to be the difference, because you have playmakers on Arizona Cardinals offense that want to make plays, that will step up and make those catches no matter what, and they will take it to the house. You know, because you got John and Jerron Brown, you got Michael Floyd and Larry Fitzgerald. I don't think any of them are going to drop passes the way that Ted Ginn drops passes for this team. Don't get me wrong, Devin Funchess is coming along nicely, but he's not ready to excel to that next level to go to the Super Bowl in his rookie year. Ted Ginn, if you put the game in his hands and Patrick Peterson completely shuts him down the way he shut down Baldwin last week, it could be a whole new world. An eye-opening event for Cam Newton and a humbling moment for that team. I think that, yes, Patrick Peterson is going to do his job. He's going to shut down Ted Ginn. I think Olsen will be a huge factor in this game if they get this ball over the top to Greg Olsen and he's able to extend the drives. I think Jonathan Stewart can punch a couple in. But at the same time, on the other side of the ball, I believe Johnson is a bad man and cannot be underestimated. Luke Kuechly's got his hands full. And you're going to see a lot of smash mouth football here. But even though the Carolina defense is a bad, bad defense, I mean, they're the baddest men in all the land. I think Arizona's got the number two defense in the league, and Carolina's got the number one. While defense wins championships, offense moves the ball down. So, and that's been proven with Brady. I mean, he can have a crappy defense like he had back in, I think it was 2007 or 2008, when he had Dean Pease as a defense coordinator. And, I mean, they didn't win the championship, but Dean Pease rode with that team all the way into the championship, and then he had to actually go coach defense, which he couldn't. What I'm getting at here is that they can get so far on offense. You can win championships with good offense, whatever. But I think with this defense between these guys, it's not going to be the tail of the tape. It's going to be the person who actually, or the team that actually pulls it together on offense. This is Original Sports Perspective. from our couch to yours. Go Panthers, but I'm sorry, this is the end of the road. It's Arizona. From our couch to yours, this is the Original Sports Perspective. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Peace out.